Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Three, informative, local, dependable. And every Tuesday after a Monday City Council meeting, we talk to Sam Abel. She's the City Manager for City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Well, it wasn't the big thing on the agenda last night, but it was a big conversation y'all been having. We've been talking about dogs for a horrible incident that took place in Escambia County, but dogs as nuisance, dogs' role at the Shoreline Park and the dog park and all of that has become a big topic, right?
It has. It definitely has. At our last advisory park board meeting just 2 weeks ago, we had residents attend and voice their frustration and their concerns with the prevalence of dog owners who are just not abiding by the signage and the need for just stricter code enforcement. So it's an issue that we haven't seen in the past, and we're having several meetings this week about what we're going to do to increase awareness and have to just ramp up patrolling of our parks. The council, in discussing the feedback from the advisory park board, did approve what I think is one kind of potentially cool solution, Andrew, and that is at Shoreline Park South, we have a small segment of a boardwalk that runs along the drive as you're coming into the parking lot area with the boat ramp. The council conceptually discussed lengthening that boardwalk so that it runs along the boundary of the parking lot and drops you into the waterfront dog park. That way the dogs would be delineated. It would be in a fenced in area. They would not be zigzagging in and out between boat trailers. What we have right now is Shoreline Park South, which has always been a popular spot for toddlers because it's so shallow.
Yeah.
It is, you know, for all intents and purposes, it has become one large dog park. In spite of the signage that prohibits that use. And so we've had some close calls recently, and that's what the advisory park board heard.
Oh, okay. And I'm sure, you know, the kids with toddlers are annoyed and frustrated about the safety for their kids, but also the dog owners have probably come to assume that the park is sort of theirs to use, and that's really not the place. What is it like on the, like, trails and stuff there? Do you have problems with dogs off leashes there?
Yes, we do. So after the attendance at the advisory park board meeting from our residents, you know, we've started walking out during the day. And what we see is that on the trails where we've always allowed dogs, we're certainly a dog-friendly community, but there is a prevalence, even a common occurrence, of owners walking with their dogs unleashed. So they'll actually have the leash in their hand. I'll tell you, Andrew, just Saturday, I walked with my Boston Terrier on a leash, and the first two groups that I encountered were owners with their dogs unleashed. The problem with that is it's a meandering trail, so your dog doesn't see that dog coming until, you know, that dog gets curious and runs towards you. Yesterday, I was actually taking a business call and outside in the beautiful outdoors the way I am right now, Andrew, and I saw two different dog owners close our ball fields off, use our ball fields as parks, throwing the ball to their dog, watched one dog defecate. And as I called our parks to have somebody come out and talk with them, I had an owner walk right by with their dog unleashed. And obviously our parks, you know, are always very, you know, popular with kids of all ages. And so this is something that we've not seen before, where we see so many dogs unleashed and intermingling, you know, with our recreation areas and our kids trying to play. So it's interesting. We spoke yesterday. We've not seen this in the past. We don't know if it's a post-COVID, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, but we're definitely going to have to make sure we're delineating those dog-friendly park areas from those where we need to make sure our kids stay safe.
Okay, well, yeah, that's a lot, and especially like you say. I mean, There are rules, and dog owners are supposed to obey them. And, you know, look, I have dogs. I love dogs. But you can't just do whatever you feel like doing. That's the reason we have these rules in the first place. Sam, you had one other thing on the agenda last night I wanted to ask you about. So hang on for just a second. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
Bad accident. We're hearing car versus motorcycle at New Warrington and Jackson Street in West Pensacola. So caution there. And it is backed up on New Warrington all the way back. It looks like to the turnoff to Fairfield. So caution wherever you are, certainly. And East Bay Boulevard in Navarre is closed just south of Coppell Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Impact fees are going up, I think it's about 47%, from $4,300 to $6,300. Why going up? Why so much?
Yeah, so let's talk about what impact fees are and what they are not. So an impact fee is the cost to provide future capacity, typically on a builder, but where there's not a current cap. So without an impact fee, then your current customers are having to pay the full cost of new growth. And obviously that is disproportionate, right? They're already paying their monthly rate. It isn't fair for them to also pay the freight for, you know, new infrastructure and, you know, the pipes and capacity to treat the water for that new growth. That needs to be paid proportionately by those new builders. So that's what the impact fee is. The law requires that it be mathematical, that it be a calculation. What is the future capacity need and what is the cost to provide that capacity? As we all know, City of Gulf Breeze must expand its treatment plant because our service area encompasses a large part of South Santa Rosa County outside of our city limits. It's the eighth fastest growing county and one of the fastest growing states in the country. And as we're looking at the cost of that capacity, it has increased enormously. So we had a fully funded treatment plant at $28 million in 2019. We had fully funded that plan by scheduling the expansion of that plant with the retirement of other debt, obtaining grants and the like. And then COVID, of course, happened. Our bridge was closed for 9 months. So we expected that $28 million plant to increase to $34 million. We bid out that project and the cost came back at $58
million. Good Lord.
Well, yeah. So, Andrew, unfortunately, because we had obtained grants, the cost of that future capacity had actually gone down. So in 2019, we reduced our impact fee actually from about $5,400 to $4,300. So we
saw
reduction.
Well, Sam, that is what you get for cutting taxes, okay?
That's right.
You should have known.
We all had a crystal ball, right?
That is a, wow, $58 million. Man, and you're, I mean, I can understand why. We've all seen the prices of those things. Okay, so this is really just a, hey, it's all the math, and this is the cost of things, and, you know, welcome to Gulf Breeze. If you want to live
here. And understand, that's right, Andrew, and understand this: the impact fee is not going to pay that full cost.
Right.
But another thing that the council did last night is they reauthorized the rebidding, and so we're going to drill down once more, see if we can get, you know, a better cost on our treatment plant after the council approves the impact fee. Last night was a discussion. It'll need to come back as an ordinance. But then the council will also be looking at other opportunities for, you know, funding and a rate adjustment in order for us to provide that treatment plant that we will have to provide.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to, again, you know, final passage on that. And also, hopefully, we can get some better bids out on that water reclamation facility after you guys rejected the bids and put out for new bids last night. Sam Abel, she is our city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thanks for the work you do. Thanks for taking some time to explain it to us. I appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
819 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, a Lexus, a nice import, you paid extra to get it. You do not have to pay extra to service it. You do not have to go to the dealership. You do not have to drive to Mobile. You do not have to pass go and give away $200. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars all the time. Carfax rated them a top-rated service center in 2021, 4.5 average reviews or above. Their philosophy is to see you for the little stuff to prevent the big stuff, you know? They want to see you routinely to avoid seeing you catastrophically, right? Makes sense. That philosophy is in their website name, carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. So if you need a any kind of work done, diesel engine, import, domestic, whatever the case may be, Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Varis Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Wherever you are, you can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620.
Matt Damon.
Remember that time when I intentionally, unintentionally left the mic on?
When they made that movie, the puppet came out a little half-baked looking, so they made it talk like that, and they never told Matt Damon, and then they saw him on a TV show, and they were both being interviewed as guests. And he goes, "Why did you do that to me?" And they were like, "Because it came out weird." And I'm like, "Well, you could have told me that ahead of time."
That's the best part of that movie.
Matt Damon. And I always say his name like that. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
824 on News Radio 92.3. I gotcha. I have to know when Candy's gonna cackle and then capture it live. People are so happy.
Yeah.
They're so happy you're back.
Oh, I doubt that.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's there's so few
true.
Times that I cackle.
Yeah, right. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Today's the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court leak involving the infamous Dobbs decision allowing states to ban abortions. Experts say it's had an unprecedented impact, creating conflict between the justices.
The justices may not trust each other, and they may suspect their colleagues of doing something that's wrong.
Professor Josh Blackman from the South Texas College of Law, he says the leak can be directly linked to current investigations into justices' private lives and accusations of outside influence on the court. American Airlines pilots putting the threat of a strike on the negotiating table. Their labor union has now approved a strike if talks with the company over their demands break down. And speaking of strikes, Hollywood writers are on strike right now. That means the production of late night talk shows could stop this week.
Oh, God, no, make it stop. How can we go on?
They have writers?
I just assume they just went off on their...
I'm just kidding.
They just wing it.
It seems like they do, though.
Wouldn't it be easier to believe that Stephen Colbert is just that mediocre? I mean, anyway, go ahead, David. Sorry.
The writers say that they're not being paid fairly with the booming streaming media era. So that's what led to that.
So James Corden, the show goes away and the writers go on strike. Coincidence? Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Matt Damon. East Bay Boulevard, if I can't believe you did that, is closed. This is south of Coppell Drive as part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. It'll be like this for the whole month. And then a bad accident. And we're hearing that it's car versus motorcycle. Jackson and New Warrington. Now, the accident is, of course, I guess southbound, but it is backed up to the turnoff to Fairfield, just to give you an idea. So the turn on, I guess I should, from Fairfield is how I should say it. Use caution there and wherever you are, and certainly text in your traffic tips. Text 437-1620 News Radio. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You said the turn on from Fairfield, and
I know.
I'm not making a joke.
But you know what I mean. Yes.
I hear everything wrong. I'm 12 inside. That's what you got to know
no,
about me.
No, dude, you're,
on the outside,
you're being generous. But
yeah, no, that's right. 437-1620, 437-1620. Bud Light sales plummeting 21% following their flirtation with a trans activist. And, you know, it's interesting now because they've come out with another ad. You know, they came out with, not for Bud this time. The one, you know, We Love America ad for Bud was its own thing. Now, this is an ad for Bud Light specifically, and they're calling it Rain Shower or something like that. It's friends at a country music concert, outdoor venue, and it starts to rain, and they're all like, ah, Bud Light's awesome. We're raining together, you know. No words. So they're all just having fun, drinking and cracking open a Bud Light. You can hear the song in the background. A pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. And of course, I thought, really, this is a very on-brand kind of ad, because my thought is, why would you open a beer when it's raining? Because the rain is going to, you know, dilute the beer. And then I thought, oh, no effect. 437-16... What's funny to me, though, this is, if you want to understand America, this is extra funny. The people who aren't buying Bud Light are now buying Coors Light and Miller Light. Those are up like 20% since all this began. All of these companies are the same. They're all equally woke, equally pro acronym, pro rainbow. You're not winning. You know, so it's like,
yeah,
it's
right.
Just,
look up
it's
the
so
ads.
Funny, right?
Anyway. Budweiser's just better with merchandise. Like, one time I asked one of my Budweiser friends, hey, can you get me one of these lights? You know they sell those on a website?
Okay.
I mean, that sounds stupid, yeah. But you know, when you were in college, you wanted these Bud signs or whatever. And
sure.
I think they're just more on brand with, you know.
And what's interesting to me is they put out this new ad, this 30-second ad on YouTube, disabled comments. After a lot of comments, they disabled comments because people are still not happy. They're very, here's, I give you my, like, you know, talk radio host's assessment, okay? Yeah. People on the right are fed up with all the trans nonsense. Really fed up with it. People in the middle are fed up with it. And even people on the left might not be fed up with it, but recognize that the left has really stepped in it on this issue. And it's not that the pushback is appropriate, justified, rational. It's evidence of how strong the frustration is about this topic being advanced everywhere all the time, all at once. Read the culture. People are not on board with this. That's the lesson is, you know, this is, you know, this level of reaction to Bud Light over this thing is, it's overblown, right? Clearly. Okay. But why? Because so many people do not believe this is okay. Do not believe this is normal, acceptable. This is why states are banning these procedures. This is why fighting over the bathrooms and the sports and all of this stuff. Just being honest about where America is, the vast majority of people do not think this is fine. They're angry, irritated, they feel like this is an improper intrusion, and they're pushing back. just kind of read that as the evidence. You know, whether you think that pushback is justified, whether you think people, whatever you think about where people ought to be, that's just kind of a where they are. And it's showing up in a case like this. That's why this is happening. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
A woman's been charged in that fatal pit bull attack from February. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Working more for less, that's the complaint of Hollywood writers in the streaming era. They're on strike.
They want better compensation and residual payments that reward writers when the show becomes a hit.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns the Treasury may run out of money to cover our bills by June 1st, forcing President Biden to invite four top congressional leaders to negotiate at the White House.
Congress must act. It is their constitutional duty. We've been very clear on what we will negotiate about, which is appropriations and the budget.
But the House did act, voting to raise the debt limit while also cutting spending. I-55 in Illinois is reopened after over 70 cars piled up in a dust storm, killing six. And the beloved folk singer Gordon Lightfoot has died. In Toronto, age 84, a voice to remember. This is Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. All right, now it is 63 degrees, mostly sunny here in Pensacola. An Escambia County woman facing 15 years in prison. Investigators say it was her negligence in controlling three pit bulls that led to a man's death.
Kathleen Taylor failed to properly secure her home or her kennels or any other enclosures designed to keep her dogs from roaming free. She has had a long history of allowing her dogs to roam free with animal control, and still she had no action. She took no action.
The 35-year-old Taylor charged with negligent manslaughter, that after a 63-year-old man died February 24th at her property on Norris Avenue. Simmons says the victim lived in a trailer on the property that Taylor owns. City of Orange Beach says they're looking at purchasing part of that old abandoned Bama Bayou property owned by the Wharf currently. The city will be considering buying 24 acres of the land at their next city council meeting. If the purchase does go through, they would demolish the dilapidated buildings on the land. This is all an effort to remove blight and encourage other development. The land is part of an original 86-acre property that was bought by the Wharf last August. And before that, it's sat abandoned since at least 2009 when a resort complex went bankrupt. The Florida House and Senate are passing a bill on to Governor DeSantis that would update term limits for county school board members.
Last year, the legislature approved a bill that capped terms at 12 years, and now the limit will be reduced to 8, provided DeSantis signs the bill into law. Bill sponsor Blaise Ingolia says that 8 years was always the target, they just couldn't get it last year, and that isn't the only change that could impact school board members down the line. There could be partisan school board elections starting in 2026 if voters pass the measure on the ballot next year.
And that is News Radio's Joe Ford there. A traffic stop led to the arrest of a Flemington man on drug trafficking charges recently. 36-year-old Clifford Williams Jr. has been charged with first-degree felony trafficking of ecstasy. Escambia County deputies say they stopped Williams on Mobile Highway because of a cracked windshield and a seatbelt violation during a traffic stop. Deputies searched the vehicle after allegedly smelling marijuana. Bag with 11 grams of ecstasy and a digital scale were found. Williams now being held on $50,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. And a man has died after a tragic logging accident. This happened in Santa Rosa County on Monday morning. Santa Rosa Fire Dispatch says they were called to the 2800 block of Sugarberry Circle yesterday, where a man had been crushed by logs that fell off a truck. The sheriff's office still investigating that. The board appointed by Governor DeSantis to oversee Disney's development district now countersuing. The suit by the Florida Tourism Oversight District is in response to a federal lawsuit filed by Walt Disney Company against DeSantis and the board.
We had the debate, and so now we're implementing the will of the people, and for them to act like they have the ability to veto that basically is putting their thumb in the eye of the voters of the state.
And Disney's suit is alleging that the board's actions have come at the direction of Governor DeSantis as a punishment for Disney speaking out publicly against the parental rights and education law. 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Bad accident, New Warrington and Jackson Street. That's in West Pensacola. And the accident has it backed up to the turn off to off of Fairfield to get onto New Warrington. Just to give you an idea, it's backed up quite a bit. Caution there. And maybe some side streets that you can take advantage of in that area. Avoid that area is what I'm saying. East Bay Boulevard, Navarre closed. South of Coppell Drive is part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. And again, expect that for the next month or so. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another beautiful day in store today. We'll have plenty of sunshine. Temperatures warming up near average, 82 degrees. Lows overnight dropping near 58. Another beautiful day as you go into Wednesday. Sunny skies, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 57. Partly cloudy skies on Thursday, but no chance of rain with a high near 81. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
71 sunshine right now in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Come out and bring a blanket or a lawn chair, just no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with great live music. This week, Nashville recording artist Jesse Ritter takes the stage. With her heartfelt brand of country with a breezy romantic feel and plenty of charm, this Gulf Breeze native will make you hometown proud. Be sure to come early and shop the Gulfside Market. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7.
Your money now. The investors are bracing for the Fed rate decision tomorrow. The market opening down today. The Dow is down 176.55 at 33,875.15. S&P 500 down 1664 at 41,51.23. And the NASDAQ is down 23.11 today at 12,189.67. Our U.S. 10-year bond rate down at 3.549%. And the gold prices up today at $420 at $1,996.40. Silver prices down at $24.92. The Federal Reserve could be about to raise interest rates again this week. Analysts say the rate is likely to jump from 5% to 5.25% when that announcement is made tomorrow. President Biden says all of the depositors of First Republic Bank are being protected following the bank's failure. While speaking during a small business event at the White House yesterday, the president said regulators facilitated the sale of First Republic Bank to J.P. Morgan and Chase. He said taxpayers are not on the hook and shareholders are going to be losing their investments. And the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise or suspend the debt ceiling. That's according to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. She told lawmakers yesterday. She said it's imperative that Congress acts as soon as possible to increase the limit. 8:39, News Radio 92.3. Next news at 9 and breaking news anytime.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today we're gonna be sappy and fun and good today. Okay, this is not going to be a big fight. This is going to be good. This is going to be good. It is National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Oh, wonderful.
And which falls right in between Communist Day and Star Wars Day. Right, Communist Day was yesterday, May Day, Socialist Day, excuse me, and then Thursday is Star Wars Day, but today is May 2nd, Teacher Appreciation Day, and since all the turmoil with Warrington Middle School, all of the various things related to teachers, and I know if you're a teacher, it can feel a bit beleaguering, you know, with all the stuff, so I want to take a minute and, you know, let's tell our favorite teacher story, 437-1620. I know this takes a little bit extra to text, okay, but all I want to know is, tell me the teacher you remember who changed your life, and then tell me one thing that was like the why. Like, what was it about that teacher that made a difference, or, you know, whatever you want to say, okay? And this is, you know, go back as far as you want to, like, kindergarten, if it's, you know, maybe it was a college, whatever, okay? You feel free to answer the question however you want. It is National Teacher Appreciation Day. Tell me about your that teacher, okay? 437-1620. Candy, do you have one that pops to mind?
I've got a bunch, and they're all amazing, right? I'll do one. Mr. Robert, we call him Dr. Robert, and he's a doctor now, but there it was ABD without dissertation.
Yeah, everything but a dissertation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he was a history professor, and it was one of those classes I had to take. Like, I mean, because you're supposed to take history, and mm-hmm. It's fine. It was in college, and it was they segmented 1776 to present. And it was so, like, I never thought history would be interesting, and mm-hmm. He was really great, man. Like, I paid attention, I read the chapters, and I just went up, and I was like, man, dude, you're great. And he's like, you're the only one that pays attention in class, and you, like, zoot suits was what were they wearing? And everybody's like, I was like, zoot suits, huh? And he was like, I commend you paying attention, and then got me a job tutoring. And I learned how to tutor other stuff, and I could just, like, open statistics and tutor that, even though I wasn't taking that class at the time. And it just opened my eyes to a whole bunch of things. And I looked him up, like, years later when Facebook happened. He's a doctor now. And he was like, oh, I still have the friendship bracelet you made for me. Because of course I did, you know. I was like, I forgot I did that. But just what a cool dude. And it just opened my eyes to, well, you could do this, and you could do other things. And it's mm-hmm. great that you're interested, and that's half the battle. And it just made me love school all the more. I'd still be a student. I'd still be one of those people that are 29 and still in college. I loved it so much.
There are, like, certain patterns of the great teacher story. And, you know, it's patterns like, you know, they're creative. They're mm-hmm. interested in you. They bring out your best. Sometimes they challenge you, you know. But just generally speaking, the great teachers, the ones you really remember, are the ones that you remember because they just made you love learning.
Right.
You know, there
That's
was something
so true.
About... like what they did, the way they did it, it leaves an impact on you forever and, you know, changes you dramatically. Look, take a couple of texts here, 437-1620. I was wondering if I'd get one of these. This is so cool. I really appreciate my mom. I was homeschooled and she was the best. Oh, that's good. Yeah, but to be fair, you only had the one teacher ever. No.
He's just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Logically, you know it's true, but still, I'm just kidding. 437-1620. Mrs. Bell at Pace High. I made an armored chest plate for a project, and she let another student wear it and get hit with a sword in class. It held up. That's awesome.
Okay, that's awesome. Mrs. Bell is now my favorite.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
Great. That's great.
I think also a lot of the sort of best teachers, mm-hmm. they probably didn't follow all the rules. And I mean that in good way because... you know, look, education is a microcosm of the world where we have a lot of stupid rules and, you know, not always the best administrators. You know, sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. And, you know, you get the TSA effect that people love to enforce rules. I mean, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So I think some of the best teachers are not the teachers who exactly played within the lines, you know, but they did great at it. Got a text in here. Let's see. Somebody here says, Coach Satterfield, he could flip that wrist as he flung that paddle, and what a long-term effect that had on me. Hey, discipline matters. I like that. All right. Somebody here says, my high school drama teacher got me out of my extremely shy and introverted shell, made me comfortable speaking in public, and middle school band director taught me I could do it and was good enough to be able to do it. I love that belief.
That is great.
Yeah, and as a former teacher, I always loved the teacher movies, you know, Dead Poets Society. And
Coach Carter.
All of those movies. I mean, most of the teacher movies, you know, really great ones. What was Stand and Deliver? You know,
Stand and Deliver, right.
Edward James Olmos. Anyway, for me, the person who, and I have several, Right, I have several that I can remember. Terry Cox teaching us social studies and making us care about government. Look what a warped influence he had on me. And
yeah,
you know,
thanks a lot.
Ed Gorney, who taught me basically 7th and 8th grade math, you know, and if I hadn't had Ed Gorney, I wouldn't have been able to cover COVID like I did. I mean, that's just true.
That's great.
And he is a scary, terrifying guy to a 7th or 8th. He was the one who always, he seemed like he was about 8 feet tall, mm-hmm. and he was the one that, he was always obnoxious, and I can even hear his voice and see his face, and he always scared us, and you know, we'd always get angry at him because he was such a jerk, and he'd be like, it's fine, you get the first swing, and then I get to go. You know, like, that was the kind of teacher he was.
No, I've had those teachers, too.
But he was the best math teacher. No, but for me, the one that stands out the most, and not to marginalize any of the others because many of them were fantastic, but Mrs. Locker, Gay Locker, which we always laughed. Ha ha, that's a funny, her name's
so
gay.
That is a great name.
She was a Mormon, and she was this would have been fifth and sixth grade, I forget, but she was like the gifted teacher, mm-hmm. okay? And we had her for literature, language, and English, and that kind of stuff, and taught us, like, basic logic, had us do drama, gave me books like, hey, I think you might like this book, read this book, you know, had me test out books that she was thinking about, got us into acting, we did plays in her class, like, all of that stuff. And just the one that I remember, she was out for a week, and we had a sub in, and we didn't like the sub, so we did a strike, like, no work for no pay. Like, the fifth graders did a strike in class. And she came back, and she was so angry. But you could almost tell a little bit that she was kind of like, I'm so angry. I'm so angry. Like, it was the best. We all felt so embarrassed, like we let Mrs. Locker down. But that's the power of a great teacher. Like, they're just, the world wouldn't move without them. They are fantastic. We'll get a couple more of these texts here in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And bad accident, New Warrington and Jackson. And it is backed up, southbound and backed up to the turn off or on from Fairfield and East Bay Boulevard, closed, part of the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, you can text 437-1620 along with your favorite teacher stories. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And radio, like, there's an element of teaching.
Yeah.
You know, and you're a great teacher. And I can't imagine, like, if anybody else is asked that question that's had you as a professor not saying your name.
Oh,
it's
well,
true. No, he's it's super Andrew for all the stuff that I say on air and a lot off air. like a lot. I'm very appreciative of you.
Being on the other side of this, one of the coolest things, I mean, it's amazing. I'll have, you know, students to this day, it's been, God, 20 years since I was in the classroom at all. Students will contact me, like, on Facebook. Oh, are you this person? You're like, yeah. You know, just.
I bet.
It's such a fulfilling feeling. It really is. Somebody, they texted in. They're texting in movies and TV shows. Mr. Holland's Opus, fantastic. Welcome back, Cotter. Okay, up your nose with a rubber hose. Dean Harper in the early 80s, Workman Middle School. Also, he had holes in the paddle that whistled when you got licks for being bad. I love the discipline.
Yeah, that was a weird Southern thing.
My sixth grade teacher made a lasting impression on me, which began, and not paddle shape, by the way, the very first day in class while explaining her expectations of us and what we could expect of her. As she went through this litany, she opened her desk drawer and withdrew a length of rubber hose, which she slapped in her hand repeatedly. She never mentioned it, and she never had discipline issues that year. But more than that, she made learning interesting. And 10 years later, she signed the recommendation I needed to get my Florida teaching certificate. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
That's so great. And I can totally see somebody doing that. Yeah, no, it's creativity in the classroom. It's caring about the kids. It's, I don't know. There's all these different things that go into being a good teacher. And, you know, we have all had those teachers who touched and changed our lives. And I appreciate them.
That's right. Every teacher we certainly appreciate. Yeah.
And National Teacher Appreciation Day is today. So if you know a teacher, maybe just tell them, hey, thank you.
That's right. Hug them for me.
Absolutely.
Don't make it weird, though.
Well, or, you know, if you're hugging them for candy. You know.
We used to do Coach of the Weeks all the time, but don't do it at Cat Country. And it is, though, man, it's moving to just see how many great educators are in this area.
Oh, yeah.
It is phenomenal and so appreciative.
Absolutely. All right, 849 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sometimes it's weird when we hug you. Hey, if you're looking at your lawn this summer and you want it to be beautiful as opposed to last year, because you know what you did last year? If you do that again, you're going to get what you got last year and the year before that. So if you want to get some different result, you got to do something different. That's science. Thank you for my science teachers who taught us. Mr. Lewis, nationally renowned chemistry teacher. If you want to get a different result, do something different, call NSEC out. Have them take a look at what's going on in your lawn. They'll do an initial soil sample. They'll figure out what things need to be done specifically for your lawn. There's no charge to have them do an analysis. You know, they'll look at the 8 annual applications, time, program, targeted to get your lawn what it needs, when it needs it. you know, fertilizer, sod, aeration, plugging, whatever needs to be done, you know, they will figure it out. And if you sign up today, you get your first lawn application free with any new annual lawn program that includes initial soil samples and lime treatment on an average-sized lawn. And they are hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, and Panama City. Great pay and benefits like 401k and health insurance. It's a career, not just a job, with opportunities for growth. You can apply at workwithnsec.com. One, since we brought up the chemistry, it's kind of funny. My high school AP chemistry teacher, Mr. Lewis, Bob, fantastic teacher. He was on Letterman.
Oh, really?
You know how they do like the best teacher kind of things on Letterman?
Yeah.
And these two of them late night. He was on Letterman one time, and we're all glued to the TV watching our teacher be on Letterman. It was so much fun.
I had a teacher on Letterman.
God, I love teacher. That's I think funny. You know, and you know what? Nobody mentioned, but I'm going to mention. My brain. Who's the teacher at Ransom that was
Lewis O'Rear?
That's right, Lewis O'Rear.
He is one of my favorite teachers too. Having not, I think he's younger than me. But man, he's fabulous. When I was on Facebook, I followed he and his wife, and they are just great. Plus, he was almost our favorite Martian.
He was almost our favorite
chosen.
Martian.
That's when I found out about
That's
him.
That's exactly right.
He's fun to watch.
851 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
Well, it all comes from eating too much.
It all comes from not having front doors big enough.
A highway in rural Illinois turned to chaos Monday morning after a massive dust storm swept over the region. It happened on Interstate 55 north of Farmersville. It blinded drivers and caused more than 70 cars to crash. At least six people have died and at least three dozen were transported to hospitals. Injuries range from minor to life-threatening, and the victims' ages span from 2 to 80 years old.
Man, this is a horrific thing, really. I don't know if you've seen any of the video or the pictures from the incident. This is right outside of Springfield in central Illinois. And as somebody who lived in Illinois, but also just as somebody who's like a person in the United States, who calls it Interstate 55? You would never say... You know, I was driving east on Interstate 10 the other day. Like, nobody talks that way. That's some producer wrote that for them.
And oh, absolutely.
On the West Coast, they'd say, you know, the I-5. And, you know, here we'd say I-10. But nobody calls it Interstate 55.
No, that's how you can tell you're listening to a station that has all their stuff piped in.
Right.
We're looking on Pensacola Boulevard. Yeah, right. And it's like, nobody
exactly
calls it that,
right.
Dude. It's 29.
It's, you know, but It's
you must be out of state.
And it runs from Chicago all the way down to St. Louis. It's a huge corridor for the state of Illinois. And it's been shut down ever since this happened yesterday. And it's just farm soil dust for miles blowing across at 45 miles an hour. 45-mile-an-hour winds blowing this dust across, and all these people ran into each other on the highway because they lost all their visibility. It's a blizzard. It's a dust blizzard. And it's terrifying to think. Like, six people died so far is what we know. Dozens more injured and transported. Dozens and dozens and dozens of cars, semis piled up. It's just carnage. Terrible, terrible incident. And it's the only reason I bring this up, in addition to just kind of telling you, is some things only work if everybody knows what they're supposed to do in the situation. And what you're supposed to do in the situation is keep driving. You keep driving. It's okay to go a little bit slower, but you keep driving. Now, the terrifying thing is you don't know whether you're going to drive into the person in front of you that doesn't know the rules. But you keep driving, because if you stop, everybody hits you. That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, I know it feels counterintuitive, but that's, you know, keep driving, go a little bit slower. But for goodness sakes, you don't stop on the highway, because that's how, I'm sure that's what happened in this case. It always is what happens. So terrible, terrible incident. 8:56 here on News Radio 92.3, which, by the way, that's also true for when there's an accident on the side of the road. Keep driving. To slow down to take a look. That's why you get a 5-mile backup. Even that, like, you think it's nothing, like, I'm just going to look, and you take your foot off the pedal, then you go a little bit slower, and that adds up over time. It's wave theory for traffic, and you get, that's why you get a 5-mile backup, is because people just looked.
Rubbernecking.
You have to discipline, okay, I'm scolding you now, but I'm going to do it.
Here we are.
Look forward and keep driving. That's what you're supposed to do, and if everybody did that, not only would there not be traffic backups, but first responders would be able to get there more efficiently, too. Just FYI. Sorry, go ahead, Candy. I'm in my scolding mode this morning because I was talking about teachers.
I know, teaching. And it's
it comes out.
Put that paddle back. That's okay. Jackson and New Warrington, the accident is still there. Not showing a roadblock, though. It looks like it has cleared up just a little bit. Watch for emergency crews still on the scene. And East Bay Boulevard and Navarre are still closed. It looks like for about a month or so, they plan on opening it, weather permitting, June 1st. It's part of an ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, what do you want? Well, you want the best price, and you want the deal to get done, right? No hiccups. Same thing on the other side. You want the lowest price and no hiccups, right? Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they do that, okay? Over 200, I think it's like 230 homes that they sold last year. That's ridiculous. But that's the point. They're that effective, selling 4 to 5 every single week. It's relentless, but they're that good at it because they know the market, they know how to stage it, they know how to price it to get the best end result. And not only even on selling, but on buying, you know, she says she can get good deals even on new builds because it's a little overbuilt right now. But on the selling side, look, what do you want? You want somebody working for you that's, they're going to sell 1 or 2 homes a year or haven't sold any this year? Because about half the listing agents on the MLS haven't sold any homes this year. 3,000, 1,600 as of the, you know, April 1st had no homes sold this year. Right? I mean, that's a lot. And that's fine. Look, some people only want to sell 1 or 2 homes a year. That's what they do. And that's great. The question is, when you're selling your home, do you want somebody where this is their one the whole year? Or do you want somebody that's going to get it done, get the best price, and is, you know, like Christina had, she had 36, I think, sold and 29 more under contract at April 1st. So a little difference in performance, right? Anyway, Christina Leavenworth, her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for future news when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. All right. Escambia School Board agreed to both parts of the deal for Charter Schools USA, both the lease and the performance agreement, barely. 4-1 on one, 3-2 on the other one.
Right.
Will Charter School USA agree to the deal?
Well, they did before, didn't they?
They haven't. There's no deal in place yet.
Oh. Then yes, I think they would. I hope they do.
I will say this. I hope they do. I don't think they will. I'm pretty close on this, but based on things that were said by the attorney and some of the school board members and some of the sticking points and the unresolved deal points, I don't think they're going to say yes to this contract. The question is going to be whether the Department of Education gives them more time to haggle it out, which I also don't know what's going to happen there. All right, Sammy's is closed. Long live the pony. Or what? Is it going to be just as successful or whatever?
I guess so.
I don't. Sure. Fine. Yeah.